感谢你来到世间救我们脱离罪恶。
Lord, we thank you for coming to this world to free us from sin.
你从死里复活，回到天上去。
Your resurrection to the heavens.
你带给我们人类极大的盼望。
Have brought us a great hope.
你虽然在天上，但是你应许我们在地上要建立教会。
Though you live in heaven, yet you have promised us, or you have requested us to build your churches.
在教会里面要彰显你的能力跟荣耀。
Within the church, your power will be displayed.
主耶稣，我们愿你能够感动我们来认识你所建立得救的真教会。
We ask you to move us so that we may understand your true church.
让我们每一个人能够归入真教会里面来与你联合。
That all of us may join you within your church as one.
到最后能够被提到天上，永远与你同在。
And at the end, to be within heaven with you forever.
我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that may your name be glorious.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在布道之前，我们要再一次请圣德基的唱诗班在这个地方来献诗。
Before we commence our evangelical service, we will once again ask the choir to present. Good evening to all.
今天是最后一次的布道会。
This is our last evangelical service for this convocation.
星期四晚上我们谈到神的大作为。
On Thursday night, we discussed about the great works of God.
我们所相信的神是一位创造宇宙大地的主宰。
The God that we believe in is the creator of the universe.
因为他是全能的神。
For he is an almighty God.
他是自由拥有的神。
He came of himself and created all.
他是奇妙的。
He is a mysterious God. But he actually is a wonderful God.
那这位神呢，他为了要解决人类罪的问题。
In order to solve the problem of sin.
所以在2000年前他都亲自道成肉身成了人的样子。
He came to this world in a form of a human being.
要把人类从罪当中拯救出来。
In order to save humans from sin.
他历尽了千辛万苦来传福音。
He suffered much to preach the gospel.
他30岁看起来像是50几岁的样子。
He looked 50 even though he was only 30.
他下定决心要为人类来牺牲。
He was determined to become the sacrificial lamb for the human beings.
一天一天走向各个他山。
Every day he lived, he walked towards the Golgotha.
最后呢死在十字架上。
At the end, he died on the cross.
为人类呢流出宝血。
And shed the blood for human salvation.
他本来是无罪的。
He was sinless.
可是他为了我们人类的罪呢却是被钉死在十字架上。
Yet for our sin, he was crucified.
他被埋葬了。
He was buried.
后来复活了。
And resurrected.
他要升天。
He arose to heaven.
他降下圣灵与我们同在。
And showered the Holy Spirit upon us.
来证明我们所传的是真的。
To bear witness that what we preach is true.
他圣灵呢要证明有天国的存在。
The Holy Spirit is to bear witness to the presence of heaven.
所以今天呢我要来传扬真教会。
Today, I'd like to discuss the topic of the true church.
也是传扬派我来这里传扬的真教会。
It is also to discuss about the church that I believe in.
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter
3. 第九节。
Verse 9. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。 我要借着教会
10.
使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。这边提到神创造万物以来所隐藏的奥秘。
This discusses the mystery that God has hidden from us all since creation.
啊，就是要借着教会啊，来把它传扬出来。
It is through the church that this mystery shall be made known.
所以教会啊，就要变成一个很重要的地方。
This church becomes an important vehicle to God.
要借着教会来宣扬神的福音。
The church is to spread the gospel.
那一个教会啊，现在教派有很多。
There are numerous denominations.
所以我们必须要传扬啊真教会。
Thus we must preach the true church.
也就是传扬得救的教会。
That is to preach the church with the salvation.
那到底什么是教会？
What is a church?
当然教会并不是指着有形的建筑物。
Church does not mean the chapel.
我们来看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章
Acts chapter 20
二十八节
Verse 28
使徒行传二十章的二十八节
Acts chapter 20 verse 28
圣灵立你们做全群的监督你们就当为自己谨慎也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会就是他用自己血所买来的。保罗是勉励做长老的，要来监督啊，管理啊神的教会。
Paul encouraged the elders to oversee the church.
啊，就是好好的啊看顾这些信徒啊。
That is to shepherd over the believers.
那这些信徒的集合体啊，成为教会。
And together, the believers form the church.
啊，这个教会最主要的就是用他用血啊，用他用自己的血所买来的。
And church is purchased by the blood of Christ.
啊，我们买一栋建筑物呢，比如说我们买这间会堂啊，早上报告过了，用了220万来买的。
We have spent $2.2 million to purchase this chapel.
啊，总是有个价钱的。
There is a price to this building.
啊，但是有人就是问说您的家是多少钱买的
？Yet if someone asks us how much have we paid for our family?
啊，也是有个价钱。
There is a price to our family.
那假如有人回答说是有我用我自己的血所买来的
，And if someone replies that he has purchased his family with his blood,
我看他也听不懂啊，人。这个听的人听不懂你在讲什么。
That the audience may not understand.
啊，讲的人或许自己也不知道在讲什么。
And even the speaker may not know what he or she is talking about.
但是这边呢，作者说，神的教会就是耶稣啊，用自己的宝血所买来的。
Yet the church of God belongs to Christ through the purchase by His blood.
所以教会就跟一般的团体就不一样的。
And thus church is different from other organizations.
一般是用物质买来的，用钱买来的。
Other organizations are formed through monetary means.
但是神的教会用宝血买来的，这是无价的。
Yet the church of God is formed through the blood of Christ, which is priceless.
所以神的教会既然是无价的，就是很特别的地方。
Since there is not a price that we can pin to the church, it is a very valuable place.
水啊，就是生命啊。说教会本身啊，就变成有基督耶稣的生命。
Blood is equivalent to that of life, and thus church holds the life of Christ.
说教会要是没有生命的话，就不算是教会了。
If a church is without life, this is not a church.
那神交代他的门徒啊，他的使徒啊，去建立教会。
God commanded his apostles to build churches.
那当时他们怎么来传教会呢？
How did they preach the church back then?
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
希伯来书二章三节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3。
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实的。第四。
4。
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们作见证。所以这个救恩呢，是神亲自设计的。
This salvation was established by God.
是在创世以前啊，神就已经设计好的。
He had designed the salvation even before the creation of the world.
那他创造世界以后
，After the creation，
再按照这时间表呢，一个一个来实现。
According to the timeline, this plan was formed. What was manifested?
直到2000年前啊，他亲自道成肉身。
Until 2000 years ago, God came to this earth.
他亲自来讲解给他的门徒听啊。
To preach the gospel to his apostles.
讲神国的奥秘。
To discover the mystery of the heaven.
讲神国的福音。
To discuss the gospel of heaven.
所以说这个救恩呢是主耶稣啊亲自讲的。
This gospel was preached by Jesus himself.
所以今天的教会呢也被称为耶稣教。
Thus, the church today is also the church of Christ.
为什么教会要被称为耶稣教呢？
Why should the church be that of Christ?
因为教会啊是用他自己的宝血所买的，是属于他自己的。
For the church was purchased through the blood of Christ, and thus it belongs to Christ.
不是属于任何一个牧师的。
It does not belong to a pastor.
也不是属于任何一个团体的。
It does not belong to an organization.
是属于耶稣他本身的。
It belongs to Christ himself.
因为他自己亲自设立的。
For God himself established it.
他自己讲的神国的福音，他自己传。
He himself established the foundation of this church.
所以教会理所当然啊，要有个耶稣的名称啊。
Thus, the church needs to bear the name of Jesus.
不是属于任何一个人，也不是属于任何一个团体的。
The church does not belong to any individual or organization.
所以主亲自讲给他门徒以后，他门徒听见了，再去传。
Once the apostles have heard the gospel, they then preached it.
那第三代呢，就要听第二代的人讲啊。
The third generation of believers listen to the second generation.
说第二代的人必须要证实啊，他所传的是真的，是从第一代来的。
Thus, the second generation needs to prove that what they preach is original.
第三代的门徒再传给第四代。
When the third generation preaches to the fourth,
那第三代怎么知道第二代所传的是真的？第四代的人怎么知道第三代所传的是真的呢？
How do they each know that what they preach is true?
好像我们在传话，从第一个传到最后一个，一定会走掉。
If we play the game of passing on the message, we are sure that the message will be distorted by the end.
第一个告诉第二个说你要往东走。
When the first tells the second to walk east,
可能到最后再变成往西走啊。
Maybe by the last person, the message you have been to go west.
那故事啊，总是会走掉的。
As we know, the story changes over time.
所以第三代、第四代一直下去，怎么知道所传的是真的
？Thus, how would the third and the fourth generation believers know that what they preach is true?
我举个第四节所说的。
In verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 2.
神又按照自己的旨意啊，什么是神自己的旨意？就是他的话语呀、啊，就是他的旨意。
And God, according to His own will.
神把他的话语用文字记录下来。
Distributed his message.
也就是这本圣经。
That is, he has written it down into the Bible.
所以所传的任何一个人所传的，只要是根据与圣经不合的话，那就是跟主所亲自讲的不一样的。
Thus, if any message that is different from that of the Bible is not preaching the truth.
啊，这是第一个。嗯。
This is the first way to test.
第二个，用神迹奇事。百般的异能来证实所传的是真的。
The second, God testified to His gospel by signs, wonders, and miracles.
因为主耶稣啊，曾经行过很多神迹奇事。
Jesus once performed numerous miracles.
叫死人复活，叫瘸子的能够走路。
He raised the dead and he healed the lame.
叫瞎眼的眼睛得看见。
He gave sight to the blind.
那今天呢，既然耶稣他能够这样子做，今天的真教会呢也能够这样做。
If Jesus performed those miracles, then the true church today need to perform those miracles.
说第二代、第三代传下去的。
So, in the numerous generations that has receive the gospel.
神迹奇事百般异能的证实所传的是跟主耶稣自己所传的是一样的。
The signs and miracles bear witness to the truth of the gospel.
啊，第三。
The third way of testing.
就圣灵的恩赐。
Is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
说怎么知道是真教会呢？
How do we know if a church is true?
怎么知道所传的是跟耶稣一样，就是圣灵的同在。
The presence of the Holy Spirit bears witness to the truth of the gospel.
因为圣灵要引导我们明白真理。
For the Holy Spirit is to guide us to understand the truth.
就当时主耶稣亲自传福音给他的门徒。
That's when Jesus preached the gospel to his apostles.
然后他的门徒就很忠实的啊，记录耶稣的行传。
His apostles remember the deeds of Christ.
很忠实的来传给他们的下一代。
They passed on the message truthfully.
可惜啊，当时有人呢、啊、不听他们所传的，自己的把他们所传的就变了。
Unfortunately, there were also believers that distorted the message.
这也没有什么稀奇啊，因为在耶稣时代呢，耶稣就已经先告诉他的门徒了。
This has been predicted by Jesus himself.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew's.
24章。
Chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章十一节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 21.
马太福音二十四章十一。
Actually, Matthew chapter 24 verse 11.
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。再请看二十四节。
Verse 24.
因为假基督假先知将会起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也要迷惑了。这边提到假先知假基督啊。
Here mentioned the false prophets and false Christ.
所以在耶稣基督的时代就已经有假的事情出现了。
In the time of Jesus, there were numerous false prophets.
啊，假的哦。
They are false prophets.
所以真假不是我们今天在用而已啊，以前两千年以前啊，他们已经有在分了真假了。
The false messages have already surfaced 2,000 years ago.
耶稣基督他所传的是最正确的。
The message from Jesus is the only truth.
那只要跟耶稣基督所传的不一样，就被称为是假的。
If any message deviates from that of Christ, it's a false message.
啊，所以今天有人说，哎，你们是真耶稣教会，那还有假的吗？
Thus, many people may ask us that if we are the true Jesus Church, then are there a false Jesus Church?
啊，世界上的东西啊，都是相对的。
In this world, the truth is relative.
有真就有假。
If there is truth, then there are falsehoods.
有位弟兄啊，他在钻石公司上班。
There is a brother who works in a diamond company.
我就问他说：“你怎么去分辨呢、啊？真假钻戒、
so、I asked him, 钻石 ？”How do you distinguish a real diamond from that of a false diamond？
他说：“现在很简单了、啊，仪器啊，用仪器一看啊，就知道了。
”He tells me that it is easy now. All you have to do is shine a beam of light.
啊，就知道真假。
Then you can be able to tell whether or not it's true or false.
那以前没有用仪器呢，就是用人的眼睛啊，凭您的啊经验来判断。
Previously, you can only judge it by your experience.
所以那么宝贵的珍珠也是有真假啊。
Thus there are true thing, true jewelry and also false jewelry.
那当时主耶稣就告诉这些门徒呢，说将来要有假先知、假基督出现。
Even in the time of Jesus, Jesus has prophesied that there will be false prophets and false Christs.
那这些人所传的，就是跟耶稣基督传的，当然就是不一样啊。
They preach a message that is different than that of Jesus.
说这些人所传的就不叫做真教会的。
That's what the message they preach and the church that they form are not true churches.
这些人所传的就没有耶稣的宝血在里面，因为不是用耶稣宝血自己买来的。
Their church is not purchased through the blood of Christ.
所以这些人所传的团体啊，他们就不叫耶稣教啊。
Therefore, the organization that they have formed.It's not a Christian, it's not a Christian church.
因为没有耶稣的生命在里头。
For they do not hold the life of Christ.
所以到使徒时代后来啊，他们就告诉第二三代的信徒呢，教会的独一性。
Thus, the second and the third generation, they held on to the truth that there is only one faith.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
以弗所书第四章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同了一个指望。第五节。
Five.
一主一信一席一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这边提到很多的一。
There are numerous ones mentioned here.
在使徒时代呢，已经有人出来传假基督。
In the time of the apostles, many have preached the false Christ.
就当时保罗他都写信告诉门徒。
Thus at that time, Paul wrote these letters.
说你们小心啊，身体只有一个。
To warn the believers that there is only one body of Christ.
因为当保罗讲说身体只有一个的时候，大家都很清楚啊，当然身体只有一个啊，我们要一个头两个身体啊。
When Paul uses the metaphor that there is only one body, it could be easily understood.
所以大家都很容易了解，对啊，身体只有一个啊。
So everyone can understand that there is only one body of Christ.
那保罗所指的身体只有一个啊，是什么意思呢？
What does Paul mean that there is only one body?
请看哥罗西书第一章二十四节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
这个身体啊，是指的什么？
What is the body of Christ?
哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是教会，说基督的身体啊。就是教会。
The body of Christ is the church.
所以保罗所说的身体只有一个，就是说教会只有一个。
Thus when Paul mentioned that there is only one body of Christ, he meant that there is only one church.
那个教会啊，就是耶稣基督啊，他自己亲自设立的。
This church was established by Jesus himself.
然后他也告诉门徒要怎么去传，怎么去讲说神国的福音呢。
And Jesus has told his apostles how to preach this gospel.
然后一直传，一直传呢。
And thus, the believers passed on this message.
那今天教会很多啊。
In the church, today there are many different denominations.
主耶稣升天以后，就降下圣灵来。
When Jesus arose to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的目的之一啊，就是要使这些门徒啊，他们能够合一啊，所传的道理都能够一致。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to melt the believers into one, so that they preach one message.
保证他们所传的啊是跟耶稣基督所讲的一样。
It protects the message so that the message that the apostles preach is original.
所以圣灵就是把他们所传的都连贯起来。
Thus the Holy Spirit.Has unified all the believers and their messages.
当时信耶稣的人啊，要信得很辛苦啊。
Those who believe in Christ at the time of the apostolic church has to go through much.
因为有罗马帝国的逼迫。
There were the persecutions from the Roman Empire.
所以我们可以去看历史啊。
We can study history.
在那个时代有很多基督徒啊，被拿来当成火炬哈，来烧了。
And it was recorded that numerous Christians were burnt.
有的人呢，被放在狮子坑里啊，被狮子咬死。
Many were fed to the lions.
有的人呢，被驱逐。
And many were exiled.
非常可怜的，很辛苦。
There was much suffering being a Christian.
啊，只等到有个时间呢，这个情况都改变了。
It wasn't until a certain time that the situation changed.
啊，有位罗马的皇帝啊，叫做君士坦丁大帝。
And it wasn't until Caesar Constantinople.
他有一次啊，跟他的敌人啊，在打仗。
That when he encountered his enemies.
马克森。在跟这位他的仇敌啊打仗。
He fought against Marxton.
那他的军队呢，本来是很少，比对方还少。
He had an army that was smaller than his enemy.
是少了很多了。
It was smaller by much.
他没有打胜仗的把握。
He was not certain about his own victory.
那他就向天上神祷告啊。
Does he pray to his God?
说神啊，你要是让我打胜仗好，我一定要信耶稣的。
He prayed that if you let me win this battle, I will believe in Jesus.
结果当他祷告完以后。
After his prayer,
他忽然看到天上有个十字架。
He saw a cross in heaven.
他就知道他一定会打胜仗。
He knew that he was to win this war.
结果他真的打胜仗。
It was true he won the battle.
然后他就统一了，就变成一个大地。
And he unified his land.
然后他就开始宽怀基督徒。
And thus he started to protect the Christians.
他并且啊，把基督教当成是国教。
He named Christianity as the national religion.
那本来罗马的全国上下是反对信耶稣的。
In the past, the whole Roman Empire was against Christianity.
现在呢，皇帝自己本身都信教了，信耶稣教了。
Now even the emperor has believed in Christ.
当然，这些文武百官啊，他们也要信教了。
Thus, all the officials of this empire has to believe in Christ.
不信教的话，他们的官位就保不住了。
Those who did not believe would not be guaranteed of their positions.
所以基督教就暂时得到一个以前是被逼迫的，现在就得到一个喘息的机会了。
This Christianity became a protected religion.
可是呢，量一多的话，值啊就会降低。
Yet when the church gained quantity, the quality declined.
这是一个社会新闻啊。
This is a news.
本来是跟宗教没有什么关系，不过我是要证实说啊，量一多的话，值就会降低。
This news has no relationship to our religion, yet in order to prove to show you that when we gain numbers, we lose quality, I have to share this with you.
听说台湾最近不是听说已经是事实了，台湾最近的大学新成立的大学很多。
In Taiwan, there are many universities.
所以高中毕业以后要去考大学啊，要录取的比例啊，几乎是百分之百，每一个人都要出去读大学。
There's almost everyone who graduates from high school in Taiwan is guaranteed a position in college.
有一次我到温州教会啊去访问。
Once I went to a church in Taiwan to visit.
那时候回台湾啊实习啊，所以派我到温州教会。
I went back to Taiwan for my internship.
那我就看到一张啊这个学士还有那个什么硕士的照片。
And I saw this poster.For master's
那个老信徒啊，老信徒啊，他竟然啊有那个硕士照片。
And this elderly believer has a picture of him receiving a master's degree.
照片的本人啊，不是年轻的啊，也是这个七十几岁的老姐妹啊，她戴了一个硕士的帽子。
The person within this picture is actually an elderly sister of our church.
我就觉得很惊讶，哇，你硕士，你什么是？你去哪里读硕士的？
I was very surprised that she obtained a master's degree.
他说啊，你缴钱就好了，骗人的啦，缴钱就，他说给你呢。
So she told me that all I had to do was pay a fee and then I received my degree.
所以现在是量一多的话，值啊就降低了。现在报纸在批评说很多大学生啊写错字啊。
Thus, if you have quantity in number, your quality declines. Just as in Taiwan, even the college graduates do not know how to write.
当然好的也是很多，我们不是啊，不能够一概而论的。
Of course, this is not a broad generalization.
但这值啊，却是比20年以前是有降低的趋势。
Yet we can see that the quality of the graduates is not as good as that of 20 years ago.
那当时呢，很多人信耶稣了。
In the time of the rule of the Caesar Constantinople, many people believe in Christ.
那我们知道，罗马帝国他们本来的人是拜太阳神
We understood that the people in Rome believed in the sun.
所以他们是星期天休息星期天是 Sunday Sunday 是太阳的日子。
Thus they rested on Sunday in order to worship the sun.
后来皇帝说了，干脆大家统一的星期天休息
And thus the emperor made a proclamation that Sunday shall be a national holiday for everyone to worship.
所以天主教后来到367年的劳里教会依然在承认啊，承认君士坦丁大帝的命令，说星期天休息。
Thus, in a meeting held by the Catholic Church, they proclaimed that the proclamation from the emperor was to be held, was to be upheld within the church.
所以367年这一年呢，就把安息日啊改为星期天了。
Thus, in AD 367, the Sabbath was changed to Sunday.
这是我历史记录的。
This was recorded in history.
那因为我刚所讲的直降地啊，所以圣灵的工作慢慢就减少了。
And because of the loss of originality of the message, the works of the Holy Spirit declined.
后来啊，教会里面又为了争权夺利，就发起十字军东征。
And politics surfaced within the church, and thus they have the crusades.
你看，教会里面为了权力斗争来打仗啊。
In order to obtain power, the churches waged war against other people.
今天这个事情怎么可能发生呢？今天十字军东征这个事情怎么可能发生在我们这个地方啊？
How can we imagine this happening in our church today?
我们很难想象，对，但是以前就是这样子啊。
We can't imagine that happening, yet it did happen in the past.
所以请问基督的爱跑去哪里啊？
So we have to question ourselves, where did the love of Christ go?
耶稣基督所传的是这样子吗？
Was that the message of Christ?
耶稣是和平啊，是和平的君啊。
Jesus preached a message of peace, not war.
哪里会叫人打仗呢？
Jesus would never encourage his disciples to fight.
耶稣他说啊，我是柔和谦卑。
Jesus said that he is gentle and humble.
到我这里的人就能够得到安息。
Those who went to him will receive peace.
那么谦卑的人怎么会去传暴力的信息啊？
How can humble beings preach a gospel of war?
可见当时的教会呢已经变质了。
Thus, the church has changed its quality at the time when the council held this meeting.
这个历史的事实呢，没有一个人能够否认的。
No one could deny this history.
所以到了1517年的时候，
Thus in AD 1517,
Martin Luther 啊，他都写一个95条大纲啊，来反对天主教教皇的作为啊。
Martin Luther wrote 95 items that he disagreed with the Roman Catholic Church.
因为当时打仗啊，已经花费了很多的金钱。
For at that time, they have spent much wealth and energy in wars.
啊，他们还要盖很多大会堂。
The Roman Catholic also built many large chapels.
没有钱怎么办呢？
They were without wealth. What are they to do?
啊，他们就想出一个办法。
So the Roman Catholic thought of an idea.
啊，昨天你要是说谎话的话，没有关系。
They thought of that if you lied.
来买一张票子哈，你的罪都得到赦免了。
All you had to do was to buy a confession.
你昨天生气也没关系，来买一张票，你的罪就能够得到赦免。
If you threw a tantrum yesterday, you can buy a confession to receive forgiveness.
所以他们叫赎罪券。
So they bought
indulgences.
So they were able to buy these indulgences.
那马丁路德说这样子不行啊，不合乎圣经啊。
Martin Luther raised a point that was not in accordance of the Bible.
所以马丁路德他反对教皇的制度，他反对教皇啊。皇室里面的道德堕落。
And Martin Luther also opposed the corruption that existed in the Roman Catholic organization.
所以他就自己出来啊。
Thus, he branched out.
啊，这就个路德会啊。
And formed the Lutheran Church.
那同时改教运动就开始，很多人就开始起来改革啊。
And through him, the Reformation began.
那有浸信会啊，有长老会啊。
There were the Baptists and the Presbyterians.
可是还没有办法回归到圣经。
Yet none of them have returned to the message of the Bible.
还没有办法回归到耶稣他第一次所传的。
None of them have returned to the original message preached by Christ himself.
也没有神的话。
They are not preaching God's words.
也没有圣灵的同在。
They do not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
那这个情况呢，一直持续下去。
And this situation lasted for the next 400 to 500 years.
啊，直到什么时候呢？
When did the situation change?
我们请看圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
阿摩斯书。
The book of Amos.
小先知书。
The book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Chapter 9.
Verse 11. 阿摩斯书九章十一节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。自从教会堕落以后。
Once the church has fallen,
就好像一个有破口了。
It is a broken place.
就好像城墙啊，已经破坏掉了。
It is like a castle without walls.
已经快倒塌了。
It is near its ruins.
但是有一个，那很幸运呢，有一个事实还存在。
Yet fortunately, there is one thing that we can hold on to.
房子倒塌了，根基还在。
That when the house falls, the foundation still exists.
房子倒塌没关系啊，根基还在就好啊。
As long as we have the foundation.
那根基是什么？
What is the foundation?
就耶稣基督啊。
The foundation is Jesus Christ.
所以虽然当时道德堕落，
although the church was corrupt,
所传的也不符合圣经的道理，
and their message did not coincide with that of the Bible.
但这一个事情不能够否认。
Yet there is one thing that we cannot deny.
他们也是传基督耶稣啊，传耶稣。
They still preach Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的根底，这个根基啊是不改变的。
The foundation of Jesus still exists.
所以根基还在的。
And thus the foundation of the church still exists.
那十一节说，到那日啊，必重新建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
In verse 11, God said, "In that day I will restore David's fallen tent."
大卫帐幕啊，并不是全然摧倒啊。
David's tent was not demolished completely.
它倒塌了，这边塌，那边塌，但是根基还在。
It has fallen, yet the foundation exists.
墙壁上有破口。
The walls may be broken.
啊，到那日要重新建造起来。
Yet it will be rebuilt in the future.
所以一直到1917年，就是这边所指的那一日。
Until 1917, which is the day that God has appointed.
圣灵重新降下来。
When the Holy Spirit descended once again.
圣灵借着中国人重新再建立起大卫倒塌的帐幕。
Through Chinese, the Holy Spirit has rebuilt rebuilt David's fallen tent.
这个叫世间的人很难以相信啊。
This is hard for people to believe in.
1917年，那个时候是中国正遭受苦难的时候。
In 1917, China was undergoing a war.
是最困难的时候。
It was a tough time.
是国力啊，国家力量最软弱的时候。
It was the weakest time in China's history.
大卫倒塌帐幕啊，建立在中国。
Yet David's tent was rebuilt in China.
这圣灵借着人重新建造起来的。
The Holy Spirit through people has rebuilt David's tent.
他重新回到耶稣所传的那个真理，那个规模。
The Holy Spirit restored the message to its original state.
可是我们怎么知道1917年所传的就是以前耶稣所传的呢？
How do we know the message preached in 1917 was that from Jesus Christ?
那我们还要回到我们刚刚所读的希伯来书第二章那边所记载的。
Thus we must return to Hebrews chapter 2.
我们再读一次。
Let's read it once again. Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节
Verse 4 Hebrews chapter 2
神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证所以1917年所传的就是神按自己的旨意来传的
The message preached starting in 1917 was that from God himself
本来传的时候教会名字啊叫做万国更正教会万国更正。
The original name of the True Jesus Church was the World Reformation Church.
啊， 就是要更正一些教派错误的道理啊。
It is to correct the wrong teachings that existed at the time.
啊，这是一个阶段性的。
It was to be corrected in various stages.
后来名字叫更正为真耶稣教会了。
And finally, the name of our church was named the True Jesus Church.
因为真耶稣教会所传的有圣经的根据。
Because what we preach is based on the Bible.
有独特的五大教义。
The five doctrines from the Bible.
第一个就回到守安息日。
Number one is to return to observing the Sabbath.
星期六就是安息日。
It is on Saturday and not Sunday.
再回到活水的洗礼。
We are to return to the baptism by the living water.
因为是基督耶稣啊，他亲自设立的榜样。
For that was an example established by Jesus himself.
就我们也这样去做。
And thus we need to follow.
第三个。
The third.
就是洗脚礼。
It is the sacrament of the foot washing.
因为耶稣说啊，我都不洗您的脚啊，您就与我无份。
For Jesus once told us that unless he washed our feet, we have no part in him.
那与耶稣无份，就是在产业上没有份，那这个人还能够得救吗
？If we have no part in Christ, how can we be saved?
所以我们根据圣经，我们相信耶稣所说的、所做的，我们就照着去做。
Thus, based on the Bible, we do what Jesus has told us.
那第四个
，the fourth doctrine，
就是圣餐礼。
Is the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
圣餐礼跟我们以后的复活有关系。
Holy Communion is directly related to our resurrection.
圣餐礼也是纪念主的死。
The Holy Communion is also to remember the death of Christ.
第五个
，the fifth
doctrine， 就是圣灵。
The fifth doctrine is the Holy Spirit.
这是我们今天早上所谈的圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that we discussed this morning.
这所传的还有神经歧视啊。来证实所传的是真的。
And through the testimony of the various signs and miracles, we know that what we preach is true.
我自己也做了见证呢，我自己家的见证。
I have once testified about my family.
我妈妈大概八十几岁的时候，有时候脚会痛啊。
My mother, when she was 80some odd years old, she often had pain in her foot.
她想吃止痛药，那个止痛药要会伤她的胃，然后就变成胃痛。
When she took painkillers for the pain, she would get upset stomach.
不吃的话，她的脚要痛。
If she doesn't take the painkiller, her foot would hurt.
所以两难啊，要吃肚子痛，不吃的话脚痛啊，不知道怎么办。
So she didn't know what else to do.
有个办法就是禁食祷告。
There was one other way, which was to pray with fasting.
祷告三天以后。
After 3 days of fasting prayer.
第四天晚上在睡觉的时候。
And on the fourth night when she went to sleep.
她梦见当中啊，在睡觉的时候啊，她梦见有个天使啊来拉她的腿，这样拉三下。
In her dream, she saw an angel come to pull on her foot.
隔天她的病就好了。
The next morning, the pain went away.
很奇妙。
It was a miracle.
那我姐姐因为他白天要出去做工啊。
My sister has to work during the day.
我姐夫也是这样，白天要出去做工。
And so is my brother-in-law.
有时候孩子就放在家里。
Sometimes they would have to leave their children home.
有一天他回到家里以后。
One day when she returned to her house.
他发现房子里怎么有烧的味道，有好像是火烧烧焦的味道。
She smelled smoke coming from her house.
他就冲进去看了。
So she charged into that house.
他发觉啊，那个床铺啊，床铺上面的横梁啊，上面的横梁已经被烧成焦，烧成那个木炭啊，已经掉在床上。
And she saw the frame above her bed being burnt to ashes.
那以前他们的房子是木造的。
Their house was built of wood.
你看床上的木梁呢，床上的梁已经被烧成灰了，掉在床上。
And actually it was the beam of the house that had burned to ashes and had fallen onto the bed.
整栋房子却没有烧起来。
Yet the whole house was not on fire.
很奇妙啊。
It was mysterious and a miracle.
那我要亲眼看到
I had seen with my own eyes.
大概十几年以前呢，我去伊丽莎白教会参加灵恩会的时候。
About 10 years ago when I went to Elizabeth for a spiritual convocation.
啊，大概冲浪兄他也知道这个事情呢，厨房起火。
And I believe that Brother Ye also remember this, and is that the kitchen at the Elizabeth Church had caught fire.
大概弟兄姐妹很有爱心啊，就炒很多菜呀、啊，很好吃的菜呀、啊，火太猛了。
And the brothers and sisters out of their love had cooked very good dishes, yet they may have used too big of a fire.
那厨房有个窗口啊，大概离这个地面上啊有十尺高啊。
And there was a window within the kitchen that was about 10 feet high.
啊，因为已经啊礼拜日啊，礼拜日已经聚会结束了，大家准备吃饭了。
It was after the final service and everyone was about to have a meal.
啊，起火了，那个火苗啊，火很大，从那个窗户一直烧出来啊。
The fire started
从窗户
烧进来，
哎，烧出来，出来，因为厨房在里面嘛。
Okay, the fire started from within the kitchen and burnt outward.
因为你在外面看的话，那个火是这样跑出来，从那个窗户这样跑出来，一直烧。
If you see it from the outside, you can see flame coming right out of the window.
啊，伊丽莎白教会是木造的。
Yet the Elizabeth Church was built of wood.
火在那边一直烧，只是留在那个窗口啊。
That fire remained within the window.
也不要烧起来，就是一直烧，在那边烧，一直等到啊救护车来。
It did not spread anywhere else, and remained in the same place until the fire engines came.
这个很奇妙。
It was a miracle.
所以真的，我们教会里面有很多的神迹奇事的。
There are many miracles and signs within our church.
我们教会里面神的奇事啊，那个册子啊，一本一本的好多本啊。
And there are numerous books recording the miracles that have happened.
还有圣灵的恩赐，跟你们同作见证。
And the gift of the Holy Spirit also bear witness to the truth of our message.
有位传道者，他这样子做见证。
There is the pastor who bore a testimony.
啊，他以前呢是逼迫神的教会。
He used to go to a church that persecuted the True Jesus Church.
现在呢，反成为神的仆人了。
Yet he has joined our church to serve God.
他本来呢，还没信，还没当传道以前呢，是属于天主教。
Before he became our minister, 他是天主教也是传道。
不是他本来啊是教书的，他本来是天主教啊，他信天主教。
Okay. Before he became a pastor of our church, he belonged to the Roman Catholic Church.
啊，后来他碰到一位啊长老教会的牧师啊，啊牧师跟他传道，所以他就改信长老教会。
And one day, a minister of the Presbyterian Church preached to him, and he believed.
那他太太也是长老教会。
So we can say that he belonged to both the Roman Catholics and also the Presbyterian Church.
两个人呢都非常热心呢。
His wife belonged to the Presbyterian Church, and the two of them were very fervent.
他太太曾经在长老教会众信徒的面前啊，说他看一看啊，长老教会最好啊。
And once his wife said in front of the Presbyterian Church believers that the Presbyterian Church is the best church.
可是现在他太太却是改信真耶稣教会了。
Yet his wife now belongs to our church.
那为什么他的太太改信真的是教会呢？
Why did they switch?
因为他太太啊，有一位哥哥啊，患了肺癌啊。
For his wife had an older brother who had the lung cancer.
难道信了真的是教会以后呢？他的肺癌就得到医治。
After believing in the True Jesus Church, his lung cancer was cured.
所以他的太太就决心了，来到真耶稣教会里面来查考道理。
And thus his wife was determined to seek the truth in the True Jesus Church.
他就要去做圣灵祷告。
And to pray for the Holy Spirit.
忽然他太太就觉得有一股能力从上头浇灌下来，他本来念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣就变成灵言了。
One day when she received the Holy Spirit, she sensed this power coming from above.
好。那他先生呢还是在长老教会的。
He or the husband of the pair at that time still believed in the Presbyterian Church.
所以这位先生啊，这个后来当传道的这位先生呢，嗯，他就要去告诉牧师啊，要跟牧师一起去劝他的太太再回到长老教会。
Thus the husband went to the minister of the Presbyterian Church to convince his wife to go to return back to the Presbyterian Church.
那牧师就问这位先生啊，说，那你太太是去哪个教会呢？
So the minister asked the husband that which church did his wife go?
那位牧师说啊，啊不是这个，他的先生说啊。真的是教会的。
And the husband replied that she went to the True Jesus Church.
那牧师说啊，那真的是教会有圣灵同在很好啊。
So the minister replied to the husband that the True Jesus Church has the presence of the Holy Spirit, and thus it is actually good for her to go.
那这位先生想说啊，牧师都说很好了，那去劝也没用啊。
So the husband thought that if the minister also believes the truth of the True Jesus Church, then there's no point of convincing her, his wife to return to the Presbyterian Church.
但是先生还是不相信真的是教会，继续留在长老教会。
Yet he remained in the Presbyterian Church.
可是后来呢，啊，就慢慢的来逼迫他的太太。
Later on, he started persecuting his own wife.
那他太太啊，信心很坚定啊，绝不回到长老会。
Yet his wife was very strong in her faith.
因为他觉得真的教会里面啊，有圣灵的同在。
For she felt that the True Jesus Church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit and the miracles.
而且查考道理以后呢，也觉得所讲的都符合圣经里面的道理。
And after seeking the truth, she felt that the True Jesus Church preached the truth according to the Bible.
所以两个人就闹别扭了。
So the two had numerous conflicts.
啊，他们就谈到离婚。
They even discussed divorce.
但是呢，他的太太心情很坚强，就靠着祷告。
Yet his wife was strong in her faith and prayed often.
啊，有时候啊，不让她出去，不让她去出去啊，上教会。
There are times when her husband did not allow her to go to church.
但是她的心情很坚定的。
And she, however, was firm.
所以她都想，嗯，这个是不是她太太怎么这种力量，要一直在真的去教会呢
？So the husband thought, what is she?His wife get all this strength.
她不怕逼迫。
And that she was not afraid of persecution.
啊，所以她的先生啊，说好，那么她有一天呢，要来看看到底真的教会里面是怎么一回事啊。
So he thought one day that he would come to the True Jesus Church and check out the church for himself.
啊，他就躲在那个教会的那篱笆的外面呢。
He came to the church and observed.From outside the fence.
因为以前呢、啊，不是这样子密闭的，以前是很简单的房子盖的。
The buildings at that time.
三地教会。
The buildings at that time were very simple and open.、
啊、所在里面讲的啊，外面可以听得到。
What was preached within the chapel could be heard without the chapel.
当然我们现在讲外面听不到的。
Of course, today people outside cannot hear what we say.
但是假设房子很简陋的话，我们将麦克风讲，外面可以听得到。
Yet if we are without a wall, others could hear.
所以他就在围墙那边听啊。
So he listened from outside the fence.
那因为后来被接待人员啊看到，接待人员就请他很礼貌的请他进来听。
And he was finally seen by the ushers who invited him to come in and listen.
啊，因为是很好意啊，他就进来听了。
And because of the goodwill, he came into the chapel.
啊，他到坐在最后一排。
And sat in the last row.
啊，到后来要祷告啊。
At the time when the congregation was to pray.
啊，大家请他到前面来祷告。
Everyone invited him to come forward to pray.、
嗯、好像是就顺理自然了，他就跪下祷告。
So he did what everyone else did and came forth and prayed.、
啊、他也跟大家念哈利路亚。
He also prayed by saying hallelujah.
哎，没几句呢，他都得到圣灵了。
It wasn't long before he received the Holy Spirit.
而且被圣灵大大充满，说灵言。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
全身震动起来。
He started shaking.
他觉得好像有一股热流啊，从上面浇灌下来。
And he sensed a power coming from above.
他接触到耶稣了。
At that time, he felt Christ.
全教会里面有耶稣的能力。
Within the true church, the power of Christ.
有没有神迹奇事啊？
For there is the miracles and signs.
真教会里面有圣灵的同在。
The true church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
真教会里面有真理。
The true church has the truth.
得到圣灵以后，他不再反对他太太。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, he no longer prohibited his wife from going to church.
他靠道理啊，接受洗礼。
After studying the truth himself, he received the water baptism.
后来哎，当真的是教会的传道。
And became a minister of our church.
所以这是一个很奇妙的。
The works of God is miraculous.
那有位小女生呢，大概八岁。
There is a young girl.
是一位传道的女儿，陈传道，在台湾陈传道的女儿。
At the age of 8, and she is also the daughter of a of our
她年纪才八岁啊。
She was only 8 years old.
有一天晚上，她做一个梦。
Yeah, one night she had this dream.
她看到很多人啊，要走向一个地方啊。
She saw many people walking to a place.
那后来就变成两条路。
Suddenly, there was a branch path.
那有一条路非常的宽啊。
One branch was broad and wide.
有一条路很窄。
Yet the other path was narrow.
可是那条宽路呢，走的人非常的多啊。
The wide path had many people walking on it.
那宽路一直的走到一个桥的地方。
And eventually, this broad path reached a bridge.
那个桥呢，中间啊是中空的，是空的，所以他们全部掉到地狱里面去了。
The bridge was broken halfway, and thus all the people on that path fell into the depth.
好，宽这边窄的人啊，一直走，一直走。
He on the narrow path.
啊，走到一个房子的前面。
The people kept walking to a house.
天使挡在门口。
An angel stood in front of the door.
他问这些人说。
And the angel asked the people.
你们有没有接受洗礼啊？
Whether or not they have received the water baptism.
他们说有啊。
And many of them said, yes.
天主说什么样洗礼啊？
And the angels asked them, what kind of water baptism?
他说啊，滴水礼啊。
Some of them said that by sprinkling.
天主说不行不行，回去回去。
And the angel told them to go back.
有的人说啊，我们在会堂后面呢，有个水池啊，在后面洗礼啊。
Some said that they were baptized in the pool.Behind the pulpit.
天使说不行不行回去。
And the angel told them to go back.
只有那一些经过活水洗礼的人啊才准他们进去。
Only those who were baptized by the living water were allowed to go into the house.
好，那这些人再继续走啊。
And these people entered the house and kept walking.
要走到一个门口。
When they came to another door.
啊，天使又挡住了。
With another angel.
就问他们说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
The angel asked them whether or not they have received the Holy Spirit.
有人说啊，我们牧师告诉我们信的时候就有圣灵了。
And some said that as long as we believe, we have the Holy Spirit.
天使说不行回去。
The angel told those people to go back.
不让他们进去的。
They were not permitted to enter that gate.
只有这些领受圣灵的人才能够进去。
Only those who have received the Holy Spirit can enter.
那我们想想啊。
If we think.
这个八岁小女孩。
About this young sister.
她做这个梦。
And her dream.
我们平常说啊，日有所思，夜有所梦。
We often say that what we think during the day, we dream of it at night.
八岁的小女孩，她白天所想的是什么？
This young sister thought of God all day.
现在的人来说，可能是什么电动玩具啊，功课啊。
And if today, we would find that many of us would think about homeworks,And video games.
哪里会想到什么天国什么地狱啊他哪里会想到这个事情
Who would think of heaven and hell?
说这个梦就是从神来的。
So this dream actually came from God.
要告诉我们圣经里面所讲的所记载的每一件事情都是非常严肃的我们必须要以严肃的态度去看。
It is to remind us that all the teachings in the Bible is true and strict.
圣经说有就有啊。
Whatever the Bible claims to be true,Is there?
圣灵说必须要领受圣灵，我们就是必须要领受圣灵才能够进天国。
When the Bible tells us that we must have the Holy Spirit, we need it for entering heaven.
圣灵说要接受活水洗礼，奉耶稣的名洗去我们的罪，就是要这样子的。
When the Bible tells us to be baptized in the living water, we must do so to enter heaven.
这就是神的旨意的。
These are the wills of God.
神的旨意用言语写在圣经上。
These are words recording God's will.
所以我们今天要传扬真教会。
That is why we must preach the truth today.
我们最后再念希伯来书第二章
第三节、第四节再念一次。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 2 verses 3 and 4 once more.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能够陶醉呢？这救恩期间是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实的。第四，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。最后再请看诗篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm
118篇。
118。
诗篇118篇17节。
Psalms 118 verse 17。
118篇的17节。
Psalm 118 verse 17。
我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬神的作为。我想到2004年，我接受一个手术。
When I thought of 2004, when I had a surgery.
四个小时。
It was a four-hour surgery.
也算是很大的手术。
It was a major surgery.
我输了六袋的血。
I lost 6 units of blood.
今天还能够存活。
And yet I still live today.
没有什么并发症。
I have not had recurrence.
恢复的也是很顺利。
I have had good recovery.
说今天我还能够站在这个地方。
Today I can stand before you.
能要存活。
And still lives.
神要我来传扬他的作为。
It is because God wants me to proclaim His deeds.
所以我要劝大家。
And that is why I like to encourage every one of us.
我们要趁着今天呢。
That we need to hold on to today.
要传扬神的大作为。
And preach God's wonderful deeds.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together. We are to conclude our evangelical service.
已经花了四次的时间了，四个小时时间，来传扬神的作为，传扬耶稣的作为，传扬圣灵的作为，传扬真教会。
And over the last 4 hours, we have proclaimed the great deeds of God, the Holy Spirit, and also the church.
要用什么来证实我们所传的呢？
What can we use to prove our message?
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
所以求圣灵非常的重要。
It is important to pray for the Holy Spirit.
让我们祷告的时候，帮助这些慕道朋友来祷告。
In our prayer, let us also remember our friends.
当神的灵在运行的时候，
When God's Spirit is working,
一个人就很容易接受神的福音了。
Our friends will easily accept God's teachings.
不用我们讲太多话。
We don't have to speak much.
圣灵自然会感动他。
The Spirit will move them.
让他明白真理。
So that they may understand the truth.
所以我们一起祷告，求神帮助。
Let us pray together for God's word.
为着明天的洗礼来祷告。
Let us also pray for the baptism tomorrow.
求神的灵运行，能够变成他的宝血洗去人的罪。
May God work tomorrow to wash away people's sins.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down together to pray and come forward to pray.